Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time to get you ready for Monday night in Mexico. Arizona Cardinals, 49ers getting after it. And the men on the call, Greg Papa, Tim Ryan. We're going to be talking to Tim right now. I don't know if he's down in Mexico firing it up or not. No idea what's going on. Tim, what's happening?
It doesn't matter where I am, Tommy. I'm firing it up, bro. I'm in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor Hotel, which is fantastic, the resort down here. Actually, we just rolled in from practice over at the Air Force Academy about 15 minutes ago. So all good, man, trying to acclimatize. I don't know if that's a word, but
yeah, I think it is. I think it is with
general,
me.
The Air Force say it, so I figured I could use it.
Absolutely. Yeah, hey, look, if a general can use it, you can use it. Period.
That's right.
That is a given. We talked about this about altitude and how it affects you. I don't know how many times you played at Denver. I played there obviously two or three times. Two times a year, and it was brutal the first 5 minutes. I love when people go, "Oh, it's all in the mind." I go, "Yeah, my ass, it's all in the mind. My lungs are on fire right now." Now, once you get through it, you're okay, and then the end of the game, it may hit you a little bit more. But really, it's that initial burst of those lungs stinging that you're not used to, and I'm sure that's what this week is for. But how did you deal with it when you played at altitude?
Gassed, absolutely, yeah. Gassed. I came in at least once, maybe twice, to play Denver. And you know, back in the day, John Elway could move and would extend plays all day long. So as a defensive lineman, without question, you would feel it. And I think you're right, early in the game until you kind of get yourself conditioned to it. You know, in the off seasons, I lived up in Incline Village, Lake Tahoe, and when I would always train up there in the off season and do the conditioning test back in the day when they had conditioning tests, and figured that if I could do it at altitude, I could sure as hell do it at sea level. So there is something to it. It is not overrated, and I don't know the whole science behind it, but I know if you're down here for 6, 7, 8 days or longer, you can acclimatize, as the general says, and get used to it. And I think that was obviously the competitive edge that they're looking for. And, you know, I can't imagine flying all, because that's a long, I mean, flying to Denver from Chicago wasn't bad. Flying to Denver from San Francisco to play a game, not bad. The altitude's a challenge, but all the way to Mexico City, bro, that's like a 5-hour haul.
Yeah.
And to land there on Sunday and then go play a Monday night game, I think it would be a challenge. So we're going to find out, because I know Arizona's there. They didn't go up to Flagstaff. They're training at their facility, and I talked to Ron Wolfley this morning, one of their radio guys, and he said they're just going to roll with it and go. So we'll see what kind of competitive edge it is at the end of the game on Monday night. But look, Arizona is loaded with talent. Their wide receiver core is dynamite if Brown is coming back. I think they'll miss Zach Ertz. Excuse me, he's a huge security blanket for those guys. And we'll see, but it's going to be a challenge.
What about James Conner? Because to me, that's kind of the guy. Him coming back kind of stabilizes that backfield. He's the guy that catches the ball out of the backfield as well as run the ball. And if they stop him, then I think it makes the game. I know that's football 101, stop the run, make him one-dimensional. But in this case, I think it's a big deal because he kind of is the running game.
Well, I don't think there's any question. He's a big, bruising back. He's not, you know, super, super elusive. Doesn't run like, you know, Franco Harris power, but he's got some wiggle to him. And at 233 pounds, it's a different kind of back. And, I mean, remember the screen game last year and what he was able to do to the 49ers. So anybody that is a Steeler at heart, and that's what James Conner is, and that's where he started, they'll respect him. But I think you look at their offensive line, and I think they can make him one-dimensional. And I think it's paramount that they do, no matter who's the quarterback, whether it's Kyler Murray or Colt McCoy. They are all about the fast pass, and Colt even more so, because he's not gonna play hero ball trying to make plays, and you know, like Kyler does when the pressure's coming, or the, you know, the first read or two are tightly covered. So I think it's paramount to get them and keep them out of the third and three to fives. And if, you know, their attack is a lot like the Rams' attack, but with a more complete group of wide receivers. If Brown plays, and Rondale Moore is no joker either. So, you know, they get the ball out, I think, on average. Pop told me yesterday it's like 2.1 seconds, but that includes all of the, you know, Kyler Murray extension plays and running around, and all that stuff is factored in over the course of the year. So if you really think about it, if they throw it 40 times, 35 of those are going to be out in under 2 seconds. So that, you know, they want to neutralize the pass rush with their challenges up front. Their O-line has been decimated with injuries. So I think it's key that they get them one-dimensional, get them into those third and longs where they're going to have to hold the ball a little longer. They're going to have to let the routes develop a little bit down the field. And then tackling is going to be at a premium. And I think you look at the Chargers, the start of the Charger game, you look at the first half of the Ram game, really the first half of both games. You know, getting off the field on third down was a challenge. Some busted coverages were a challenge. And then obviously some of the pressure gets heated up, get into the second half. Now they're going to have to make a few more plays, and then defense is able to get after them. So I'm fired up for this one, man. It's an opportunity to win their third game in a row. It's their opportunity. When you look at Arizona, I mean, I would think that they're going to come out freaking swinging. I mean, yeah, they're 1-3 in the division already with two games left in the division, both of those against the 49ers. So this, mathematically, I think this is a huge game for them. But hopefully they're going to be outmatched by this 49er team that I feel like is starting to surge on both sides of the ball. All the weapons on offense, and, you know, as this defensive line gets healthier, and collectively the backups and Jordan Willis and some of the guys that are making plays here, and certainly Willis last week, Charles O'Menahue. But when Armstead gets back, which is going to be soon, man, and avoid some serious injuries that, you know, with some of the other key players, I think it's going to be a fun run here down the stretch to finish this thing.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Talking to Tim Ryan on the UMA guest line, 49ers and the Cardinals, Monday Night Football from Mexico City. Interesting what you were talking about there, Tim, with the sort of counteracting the pass rush of the 49ers by having such a quick release and getting it out faster. Tom and I talked briefly earlier about it. Do you think because of that strategy or that philosophy around avoiding that pass rush and the Niners excel at that, does Colt McCoy, you think, give them a better opportunity to win this game?
I don't know. Everybody remembers Colt McCoy and what he did last year at
Levi's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if he gives them a better chance, but they're both a problem. And the offense doesn't change, and that's the thing. It's not like they're going to come out and start calling different plays. They're all about the screen. They're all about the quick game. They're all about taking shots to DeAndre Hopkins. And that's the one that I think I fear the most with Colt McCoy versus Kyler Murray, and Kyler's got the arm to whip it anywhere. But Colt will drop it in the bucket on time down the sideline.
Yeah.
And when you look at D-Hop and what that dude's all about, he's an absolute technician as a route runner. His hands are bigger than Tommy T's there. He's probably got 12-inch hands. They're humongous. And his catch radius, his wingspan. So even if he's covered, he's open, and they'll take shots to him. So when you look at that matchup, that's the one that I think probably scares me the most is Demo Lenore, Jimmy Ward, Charvarius Ward on those weapons when they're all working together and playing together. It's going to be a big challenge, but I think one that they're up for. Colt McCoy is, he reads it and he delivers the mail. Kyler can do all of that, but he doesn't have the vision inside the pocket that Colt McCoy has. So I think whoever it is, I think there'll be a chance to sack Kyler Murray more just because of how he holds the ball and retreats when the pass rush is coming, and not a lot of guys ever get away with that. He's got enough foot speed to do it. But at the end of the day, whoever it is, if this defense, and they're number one in so many categories, but if they're going to finish where they want to finish, they got to start getting takeaways. And part of that, I think, is complementary football and the offense scoring some more points.
Don't sleep on my catch radius, Tim. You're not.
you're
enormous.
What are you, 6'9"? You got the wingspan of a 7-footer with those
enormous. Don't
throw it anywhere. Inspect the gadget and go get it.
The wingspan of a 7-footer.
Looking at
Ayuk is Brandon Ayuk's 5'11", yes. Also has the wingspan of a 7-footer.
He's
so.
Like a pterodactyl.
He's got
a massive catch radius. Do you expect to see kind of I don't want to say maybe ham and egg it is the right term, but Kittle only had one catch last week. Ayuk was the one that had six catches. Mitchell had 18 carries. McCaffrey had 14 carries. Like, you look at all these weapons, and maybe it's going to be that way. Like, depending on what the game plan is against them, it may be your turn. It may be your
right.
turn. It may be
yeah,
your turn.
You're
it's
right.
Not, yeah.
No, look, what the coverage dictates is where Jimmy's going to go with the ball. And if they've got two on Kittle, he'll go to Debo. If they got two on, on Ayuk, he'll go to somebody else, McCaffrey on a weak side swing route or a check down or a choice route. I think it's about Jimmy reading that rotation and what they're trying to do. And they're good at it. Vance Joseph's good at it, and they're good at some of the exotic pressures, but that's going to be the challenge is week in and week out the box score because all of these guys deserve a significant number of touches and there's just not enough plays in a game. But I'm fired up, man, to see how Kittle – because I think they can get after these inside linebackers in the play action game and in the pass game. We know what they are in terms of their safeties and they're good and Jalen Thompson and Buda Baker. But there's going to be a lot of opportunities to get George matched up on that second level on those linebackers. And I anticipate a big game for George, and I anticipate a big game out of the running game. I think Kyle will go with the hot hand, whoever, I think it was Elijah last week at the end of the game. But
yeah.
Both backs have looked fantastic this week in tandem. And when you look at how Arizona plays, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to get some chunk runs because they are very aggressive. So you just got to stay with it because they're going to get their play. They're going to force a negative play here or there because they got a lot of speed on defense and they're highly aggressive. But get ready for some cutback lanes. Get ready for some counters. Get ready for some misdirection plays. I think when you watch watch the tape, and the same in the passing game and the way they try to jump stuff and get after stuff, there are opportunities for big plays against them if you execute.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Yeah. Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
How great was it seeing what Elijah Mitchell was able to do last week? I mean, it's almost like when a guy's hurt for that long and then you get a new toy like Christian McCaffrey, you forget a little bit, man. He was incredible.
You know, I'll never forget. You asked the question last week of all the guys that are who are coming back, who is the most valuable in this game? And I thought, well, as much as they fast pass it in L.A. with the Chargers, I'm going to say Aziz, and the missile looked good. There was no rust in his tackling. It was good to see, but I think without question it was Elijah Mitchell. Okay. And he is so freaking smooth, bro. When McCaffrey runs, it's impressive. And obviously his production has been ultra impressive wherever he's been. But there's a lot of moving parts. When Elijah runs, it feels kinda like Mostert a little bit. Like, it's just smooth. And he's got that Cadillac to him, and you know, I think the one thing about this team, and you get to see it on these road trips and how tight guys are, the camaraderie of these guys, the attention to detail with, you know, I challenge anybody to look at Christian McCaffrey's itinerary and think you're going to be able to stay up with it in terms of what that guy has on his itinerary every day to make sure he's, you know, can be at his best. And I'd say the same for Elijah Mitchell. It's impressive watching both of those guys.
So next week when you come back, I want to know, when you go to Mexico, what like the authentic Mexican food experience is like, because I love Mexican food. I just don't know how authentic it is. I think if I went down there and asked for a burrito and a churro, they'd laugh me out of the country. What are you talking about? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. You better stick with the machaca, bro. You better stick with the machaca. I will tell you that, but I'm spoiled. You know, my wife is Latina, and she can cook. And
so you already know that. Like
35 years. So I already know, but I will definitely do a taste test for you and come back with some intel from Mexico City.
That's what I want to know.
I think the brewski will taste the same. At least I'm hoping it does.
No. They're not going to have as good a brew as we have up here. Not Northern California, anyway. No chance. In fact, I don't know if I've ever had a Mexican craft beer.
Shut you down, Tim.
I think Corona is their Mexican craft beer.
Con Budweiser. Let's go.
Speaking of that, did you? I know I got to run, but did you hear the World Cup starting on Monday? And how about this little nugget they dropped on everybody a couple days before the World Cup starts? They said, just in case you're wondering, we're not serving any beer in the stadiums during the event.
Okay, we'll see you at halftime.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on, excuse me. Intermission.
We'll see you at first intermission there. Yeah, for halftime, whatever it is. Minute 45, Tim. That's what we'll see.
Am I going to get a yellow card or something for that? I don't know.
Sure, whatever.
What a disaster.
Safe travels, man. Have a great call, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, man.
Always good to hear you guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Great stuff from Tim Ryan. He'll be on the call Monday Night Football.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.